Okay, Meretz Hashem will be learning Parakeitzad Mevarachim. Zev and Jake are serving as the shir assistants. If you need any help, please feel free to see myself or to see them. And the attendance sheet is being passed around. If your name is not there, please add that to the list. If you have any issues, concerns about shir or chavrusas, please feel free to share them with me. Today we'll begin somewhat as a hakdama to Parakeitzad Mevarachim, to the topic of Birkas Hanenim. The mission, of course, begins, as you know, of Keitzad Mevarachin al HaPeros. And the Gemara immediately asks that Mina Haninile, what exactly is the basis of the Chiyu Bracha? And the Gemara quotes a Pasuk from Ikra Yates, based on the Parsha of Revai, the Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. And as you know from the Shach Levitayah of the Gemara, ultimately the Gemara comments that these Makoros are insufficient. The Maskanas HaGemara is the Chiyu Bracha is based on a Svara, that Asla la Adam Shenim in Omel Hazeh, B'li Bracha, a person cannot be Nehne without reciting a Bracha. And the Gemara continues and quotes the Tosefton Perek Dalet, B'chol HaNehne min Omel Hazeh B'lo Bracha, Ma'al, that there is in a certain sense an Isser Me'ilo, associated with one who partakes without reciting a Bracha. Perhaps it would appear from the Gemara that there is a fundamental shift in terms of the very purpose, the very essence of the bracha, based on the hafamina, that it's based on Parshas HaRevai, as opposed to the maskana, where the Gemara tells us this is a svara of asa lehanos melo hazeh below bracha. Certainly, me'ikara, the hafamina of Gemara, that there is a kiyu mitzvah of reciting a bracha, a chiyu bracha v'kum v'esei, based on the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. That pasuk seems to indicate that the very purpose of the bracha is a form of shevach, a form of hodah, kodesh shilulim, a form of halel, a form of shira. Lemaskana, the Gemara tells us that asa la'odam shenem unozeh lo bracha, that there is an iser mi'ilah. And therefore, the maskana, the Gemara seems to indicate that the very essence of the bracha is considered to be a hafkas ha'iser. The very purpose of the bracha is to be matir, lahatir es ha'achila. So whereas l'chatchila, right, the Gemara suggests that the very purpose of the bracha is a kiyum of shevach, of kodem hilul Hashem, that is the question of the maskana. To what extent do we assume that the takanas chama bracha is considered to be part of a chiyu bracha, a kiyum hodah? To what extent do we assume that this is considered to be a din iser, that hataras hafkas ha'iser, the purpose of the bracha is to serve as a matir. One of the very relevant sugyas is earlier in the Masechet Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara raises the following issue. The Gemara tells us the following case, that Heicha de Kanakit Kasa de Shichra B'yadei, a person is holding a kos of Sheikhar, the bracha, of course, should be a Birchas Shahakal. And Ukosavar de Chamrahu, the person thinks at that time, that he is holding a kos of yayin, and the bracha should be borer pri agafen. The Gemara mentions the case of pasuk ubirei chadai to the chamra, v'siim b'deshichra. The person begins the bracha thinking he's going to recite a birchas hagefen, and he concludes properly with a birchas shakol. The way the Rashi and Tosas understand the sugya is very simply. To the bystander, it sounded like a perfect bracha. The difficulty, though, was the following. When he began the bracha and he recited the Shem Hashem, his mindset was to complete the bracha with a bracha borei pri agafen. And the Gemara raises the issue of, do we assume that basar ikar brachas linan, and therefore that is an illegitimate bracha, he intended to recite a birchas hagefen, or do we assume that bracha basar chasima aslinan, in such a case that was an appropriate bracha, and the Gemara does not resolve the safek, it's nimbayet lo ifshet. So Tosfos in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Ras below, is bothered by two very different issues. Issue number one, what exactly is the suffix of the Gemara? And then, issue number two is, how in fact should we paskin in a case of a suffix regarding Birchas Hanen? As far as what is the suffix of the Gemara, Tosfos is troubled by the following. Rashi and Tosfos, as mentioned, explained that the bracha was recited perfectly. The problem was the person's mindset when he recited the Ikar HaBracha, the Haskara Shem Shamayim. So Tosis raises the following issue, Hikshar of Yaakov Mikina Numaka Mibayle, V'halav Mitzvos Ein Srichos Kavana. After all, this should be an issue of Kavana in Mitzvos. This is a Machlokes, Nashashandav Chavches, and Tosis Hashit is that we assume that Mitzvos Ein tzrichas kavana. So therefore, if the bracha was recited appropriately, and the only thing that was problematic was one's mindset during the course of the bracha, shouldn't we assume that since mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, in such a case one in fact should be yotze? That is Tosas' discussion. Tosas answers the name of the Ri, a fundamental difference. When do we assume that mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana? Literally when one's mind is blank. A person fails to have appropriate kavana. For example, shomei atfila achorei beis haknesses. A person is passing by and he happens to hear a bracha. However, here this case is far worse, Tosas writes. Here it's not that there was lack of kavana, but rather there was kavana hafucha, kavana ledavar acher. The person recited the bracha having in mind a birchas hayayin. Had he recited the Shem Hashem with no kavana at all, then we would assume it's the same tzrichas kavana. But here, since he had inappropriate kavana, so in such a case, that is far worse, and then certainly you are not yotze. This is also what Rabbi Yonah quotes in the Vav Madalaf Nadav Yariv, in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel, the name of the Rashbam. And this is also what Tosus writes in Sukkah Daf Lametesa Madalaf, Dibra Maskel Over, that even if you assume mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, if you have kavana ledavar acher, certainly you're not yotze. There the Lashon of Tosus in Sukkah Daf Lametes is bal karcho lo nafik. A person is not going to fulfill the mitzvah literally against his will. And therefore, in such a case where a person recited a bracha inappropriately, in that instance he would not, in fact, be yotze. Not all Rishonim agree with that chiddush of that Tosus in the Sugya and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Ritvin Psachim and Daf Zayin Amud Beis suggest that if you assume that mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, there should be no difference between simply a lack of kavana as opposed to inappropriate kavana, kavana ledavar acher. Mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana would mean that you're yotze, even if a person has in mind something else, or even if a person has in mind not to be yotze. And this is what the Beis Yosef quotes in Tavkuk Beites, in the name of the Ra'ah. So fundamental machlokas Rishonim, whether if you assume that mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, is that only if you lack kavana, or is that even in a case where you have kavana hafucha, one does not intend to fulfill a mitzvah? There's a fascinating kasha that the Tori Evan raises. It's found in that sugya of mitzvah tzrichas kavana Rosh Hashanah and daf chalches and leveis. It's diramas to mitzvos in the Tori Evan, where the Tori Evan raises the following kasha based on the Gemara in Erev and Andaf Tzadihei. That Gemara in Erev discusses the following. What happens if a person is motzei tefillin b'Shabbos? All of a sudden, right, you come across tefillin on Shabbos, and it's necessary to go ahead and to transport them, obviously, without violating any Isra Potsa, in order to safeguard them. So how could you do so? So the Gemara assumes that one could do so derech levisha. If a person will wear the tefillin, so in such a case that is not considered to be an Isra Potsa, and in which case the person could go ahead and carry them in order to place them safely where they belong. How exactly do you do that? The machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rambam Gamliel. The Tanakhama says the following, that machnisim zug zug. You can only go ahead and wear them one pair at a time. No more than one tefillah shel yad and one tefillah shel rosh. And Rambam Gamliel disagrees and says, no, that's not true. A person can wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. After all, there is ample space in the makom hanachas tefillin, shayad and sharosh, to have two pairs of tefillin worn appropriately, and in such a case, Rambam Gamliel says you could do that. What is the machlokas between Tanakhama and Rambam Gamliel? The Gemara suggests the following Yiddish. The machlokas revolves around the issue of baltosin. Is it considered to be baltosin wearing two pairs of tefillin simultaneously? So the Gemara writes the following Yiddish. Rambam Gamliel is of the opinion that mitzvah tzrichos kavana, and therefore this person is not having in mind to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin, and therefore there would be no iser about tosif, and therefore he could wear two pairs of tefillin derech levisha. There would not be an iser of potza. There would not be an iser about tosif. The Tanakam is of the opinion that mitzvah ain't tzrichos kavana, and therefore wearing two pairs of tefillin itself would be considered to be an iser of altosif, and therefore we have no choice but machnisan zug zug to wear one pair of tefillin at a time. So Tori Evan raises the following kasha. According to the Tosus, in that Sugyan of Yudbeis of Aleph, where Tosus writes the following, that even if you assume that mitzvos ein srichos kavana, that is only min hastam, if a person lacks kavana, but if you have kavana ledavar acher, certainly you would not be yotze. You're not going to be yotze a mitzvah bal karcho. Isn't there a simple etza that even the Tanakama should agree that a person can wear his two pairs of tefillin, having in mind not to be yotze, he would not be yotze, and therefore that would not be considered to bal tosif at all. In other words, just as lacking kavana is sufficient according to Amangalnio, kavana hapucha should be sufficient according to the view of the Tanakam. And that's the Torah Ben Zraya that must be, right, against our Tosus, that the Ritva is correct, that if you hold mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavana, you would not be yotze, even with Kavana l'davar acher. To answer this kasha, Rabbi Chanan writes the following Hiddush. This Rabbi Chanan is found in the Kovet Shiurim, Mechelek Beis, Simen Lamed Gimel. Sifkat and Beis, and then continuing to Sifkat and Gimel. Rabbi Chanan writes the following. That kasha of Turi Evin is based on the following premise, based on the following analogy, that lacking kavana, according to the mandamer that assumes mitzvah srichos kavana, is exactly the same as kavana hafucha, kavana not to be yotze, if you hold mitzvahs, ein srichos kavana. That, Rabbi Chanan writes, is an inappropriate analogy. That is not accurate at all. Why exactly is the case? Rabbi Chanan explains as follows. If you assume that mitzvah srichos kavana, so in such a case, without kavana, that is not even considered to be a maisa hamitzvah at all. Categorically, mitzvahs require kavana. And therefore, if you lack kavana, the maisa hamitzvah is incomplete. Mashein came. If you assume that mitzvahs ein srichos kavana, you can't answer that there is something lacking in the maisa hamitzvah because there wasn't kavana. Mitzvahs ein srichos kavana. Why then is it that you're not yotze if you have kavana l'davar acher, as Tosus writes in Daf Yud-Beis? That's very different. That's not halacha in maisa hamitzvah. That's the halacha Rabbi Chanan explains in terms of kiyum hamitzvah. As Tosus writes, that bal karcho lo nafik, you will not fulfill a mitzvah bal karcho. But whereas lack of kavana, according to Rabban Gamliel, mitzvah srichos kavana means it is not a maisa hamitzvah at all, that is not true if you hold mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavana. There's no kiyum hamitzvah, but a maisa hamitzvah there is. How does that help us? Rabbi Chanan writes the following Yiddish. When it comes to bal tosif, you don't require a kiyum hamitzvah. Because bal tosif requires a maisa hamitzvah, an inappropriate performance of a maisa hamitzvah. That is considered to be bal tosif, even without a kiyum hamitzvah. If you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, it is not even considered to be a maisa hamitzvah. Mashein kein, if you assume kavana hafucha, one is not yotze. That is the first issue that Tosus raises. What was the suffix of the Gemara? Good. Now for our purposes. L'maskana, the Gemara says, this is an abayat lishita. A person recited an appropriate bracha, but he was thinking to recite in a different bracha. When he was mazkir shem shamayim, is he yotze? Is he not yotze? A suffik in the Gemara. How do you pass it when it comes to a suffik birchas hanen? So Tosus writes the following, a fundamental machlokas rishonim. Tosus begins quoting the Rav Alphas, the Rif, where Tosus writes that azlinam lukula. After all, birchas hanenin chiyuv drabanan, and therefore suffik drabanan lukula. And therefore, in this particular case, a person would not repeat a bracha, but rather he would be allowed to eat based on the suffik bracha that was recited. And Tosu cites the view of the reader disagrees, V'ri haya omer l'chumra, d'sarech l'varech, pamacheres. He writes, that's not true. Here we would assume that suffik is l'chumra. Why should you assume suffik is considered to be l'chumra? We'll have to discuss to what extent Birchas Hanenin, Daraisa, Drabanan, Poshup Shat, we assume as Tosus maintains, Birchas Hanenin is only a din, Drabanan. We'll have to discuss when the Gemara says, Svarabu, a chidush din mikoach ha-svara. To what extent is that a din Daraisa? To what extent is that only a din Drabanan? But yet the Reis says that here we should pass him l'chumra. And therefore, a person is obligated to repeat a bracha. Why exactly is that true? So Rabbi Kivega writes in Gilyan Ashas, right there in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, the following: V'lo shayach ha'chalomer sofek brachos l'kula. That one cannot assume that that is true. Here you cannot assume sofek l'kula. Why is that? Rabbi Kivega quotes the Marshan Psachim Kuf Beis and Aleph, the Marshas Medayik and the Rashbam, that when is it we assume that sofek brachos is l'hakel? That is bebirchas hamitzvos. That is, for example, when it comes to birchas hamitzvah. After all, the habrachos einon ma'akvos, because after all, a bracha is not li'ikuva. So therefore, if there is a suffik bracha, in such a case, then we'll assume that suffik bracha is the hakel. The kiyum hamitzvah is not dependent on the recitation of the bracha. A bracha is not li'ikuva. That's what the Gemara spells out earlier in Brachos and Daf Tesvavim and Aleph. When it comes, for example, to Hafroshas Truma, that if a person does not recite a bracha, of course, the Hafrosha still is considered to be chal, because the brachos ain't makvos. It's a fascinating comment that Tosfos HaRosha has, and that's Sugya Brachos Av Tezvav. Why exactly is that true? That brachos ain't makvos? The Tosfos HaRosha writes the following: because the chiyuv Hafrosha is daraisa, and the chiyuv bracha birchas hamitzvah is only Durabanan. So therefore, clearly, right, the mitzvah in HaTorah is to perform the Hafrasha B'li Bracha. See, even though Chazal added requiring the performance of the mitzvah together with the Bracha, in such a case, it is not considered to be Likuva. That is true as far as Birchas HaMitzvah is concerned. But when it comes to Birchas HaNenen, Suffolk is Likuva. How could you argue that's true? The Gilyan Ashas quotes the Marsha, then what do you mean, Ar Gemara? Birchas Hanenen, Asur Lecho B'lo Bracha. And therefore, there is an Isser Achila. And if the purpose of Bracha is Hafkos HaIsser, so in such a case, how can you assume that there you will argue that Sofek Brachos is Lahakel? And furthermore, the Gilyan Ashas continues, and B'lo Havikan Chashash Bracha Levatala, requiring a person to recite an additional bracha. That's not the batala, because in lo yivarech he also lo lishtos. Because in the case of the Gemara, we would not allow him to continue and drink without reciting a bracha. So therefore, this bracha is critical in order lahafkia, lahatir, that is it. So therefore, a great chiddush, the machlokes between the rif and the ri, how one should assume when it comes to a case of a safek bracha. And here, again, Rabbi Kiveger maintains, based on the Marsha, that it is because of the element of our Gemara that there is an Isser. If one would assume, for example, based on Havamin of the Gemara, of Kodesh Yilulim HaHashem, that the recitation of a bracha simply is a Kiyama Mitzvah, similar to Ner Chanukah, similar to Kriya Samagillah, in such a case, there you could assume Safek Drabanan is the Kula. But once the Gemara continues and tells us that no, there is an Isser, so therefore a bracha is necessary lahafkia Isser, that we will treat as a Safek Isser, a Safek Gezel, and then you will not assume that Safek is considered to be that which is Lakula. We who assume lahalacha Safek Brachas lahakel, even in a Birchas Hanenen, like Tosus quotes the name of the Riv, why exactly is that true? Is it that we argue that no, that really there is no Isser Achila B'li Bracha? It is simply a Kiyum HaMitzvah D'Rabbanan? Or perhaps that no, everyone agrees there are two elements, but we'll have to discuss what is the relationship between the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Bracha and the fact that the purpose of the Bracha is Lahatir Es HaAchila. This Shita of the Rif that Tosfos quotes, that even when it comes to Birchas Hanenen, we assume that Safek is considered to be Lakula, right, is not uniquely the Shita of the Rib. This is explicitly the Shita of Rambam as well. The Rambam is found in Ochos Brachos and Periches, Halacha Yaveis, where the Rambam writes the following, that Kol HaBrachos HaElu, Shemistapik Lo Bahem, Im Birech Ilo Birech, whenever you have a case of a Safek Bracha, the Rambam writes, Eino chozer umavarech lo batchila v'lo v'sov, v'pnei shem yedivrei sofrim. brachos generally, with few exceptions, are only drabanan, and therefore regarding all such brachos, the Rambam writes, we apply the principle of safek brachos lahakel, even when it comes to a birchas hanenin. That is the psak of the mechaber in kuf samach zayin in siv tes. The mechaber writes that im hu masupuk in derech hamotzi in lo, you have a safek regarding the bracha. Did you recite a bracha? Did you not? The mechaber writes that eino chozer umavarech. One continues to eat, and you do not recite right an additional bracha like the sheet of the rif against the view of the ri in Tosos. The Mechaber writes this again a little bit later in Simen Reish Tes in Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes that Kol HaBrachos Im Nistapik Im Birei Cholov Eino Mavarech Lo B'Tchilov Lo B'Sov. We always assume Safek Brachos LaHakel Chutz Mi Birchas HaMazon Mipnei Sheishel Torah Birchas HaMazon uniquely. There we assume Sveik Adarais L'Chumrah. Unlike other Brachos, we do not assume that is the case. And the Ramah in Simen Reish Yud in Siv Beis also assumes this is true, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes two deos regarding the following: in the case of Hatoim is Hatapshu Ubola, a person like simply tastes a dish, not in interest to eat, but simply to taste to make sure that it is spiced properly. But Ubola, that he swallows it in order to go ahead and to make sure that the taste is a proper one. So those are two deis in Mechaber as to whether they recite a bracha in a case of Tomes Atav Shul Ubola. And the Ramah writes, since it's two deis, whether you require bracha or not, the Ramah adds that Besafek bracha slahaka. Even though this is clearly an issue of Besafek Birchas Hanenin, here the Ramah writes, Moshe Chayesh Rabot Deos, and therefore Safek is considered to be Lekula. So therefore, certainly Lahalocha, the Iker Deis is that of the Rid, where we assume that Safek Brachos are Lekula. There is a comment the Magen Avraham has elsewhere. This is found in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet in Sivkot Tezva, where the Magen Avraham suggests the following, that B'makom Safek Brachos, maybe there's the following Eitzah, and that is to be Yotze Al Yedei Acher. After all, today isn't Tosus, whether a Safek Brachos is Lekula, whether it's Lechumra. If I'm alone, I don't have much of an option. But let's assume, for example, there is someone else who was present, and he's going to recite a bracha. So if I'm faced with a Safek bracha, simple Eitzah. The Magen Avraham writes, to be Yotze al Yedei Shomeya Kaona. And the Tzlach, in Brachos and Abchav Aleph Mabei, is the Ramaskel of Rabbein and Tam, the Tzlach, the Nod Vida, suggests that maybe that's not so simple, that one could be Yotze al Yedei Shomeya Kaona, B'makom Safek Brachos. After all, the Tzlach is commenting, and that's Sugya Brachos, the Balaf and the Beis, on Machlokas between Rashi and Tosus, as follows, right? The Tzibur is holding by Kadosh HaKadusha, and I am in the middle of Shmon Esrei. What, in fact, should I do? So Rashi writes very simply, right? Just listen and have in mind to be Yotze, through Shomea Kone. And even though you cannot answer yourself, nonetheless, right, your Yotze through Shomea Ka'onet. And Tosus writes in the Midrash Rabbein Tam that no, that's not true, that Shomea Ka'onet is considered to be a hefsek, right, be'emsa hatvila, because Shomea Ka'onet, very literally, hearing and having a mind to be Yotze, is tantamount to reciting the bracha yourself. And therefore, the Midrash Rabbein Tam maintained that in such circumstance, keep on davening, you don't have the right of Shomea Kona. But Tzlach writes a very great Kiddush, that the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosus, to what extent Shomea Kona has a Torah's Dibur, to what extent is it considered to be as though you have recited the Bracha yourself, and therefore if it's B'makom Safek Bracha, where you cannot recite the Bracha yourself, if you would do so, that would be Hotsa Shem Shamayim Levatola. Tzlach suggests that according to Bari and Rabbi Natam, that one should not rely on Shomea Kona in such circumstance. So again, we assume Mikar Hadin that Safek Brachos of the Kula, even when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, and a Machlokes Magen Avraham that Tzlach, the Eitza of Latzei Sidir Chavasa al Yedei Acher. Why is it that we assume that that's true? That when it comes to a Safek in Birchas Hanenin, Safek Brachos are Lahakel. Why should that be the case? The Prima Gadim suggests the following. Prima Gadim is found in Kuf Samach Zayin in Os Yud of the Mishpat Seizan. Prima Gadim writes the following. Demi Amra Torah lo tocha b'li bracho ela mitzvah sasei levare kodim. Is there an iser achila before reciting a bracha? Not necessarily. Bracha, there is a kiyum hamitzvah, a mitzvah drabana, of reciting a birkas hanenin. And therefore, safek bracha is like every other safek drabana. The Prima Gadim assumes a great chiddush that just as in hafa min avar gemara, kodesh yul nahashem, the chovas bracha is a form of hodah, a kiyum hamitzvah, but not necessarily coupled with an iser. So therefore, that is true l'maskana as well. The purpose of the bracha is not to be matir the iser. It's true that Tosefta says that ki'ilum al, and the reason that the Chachamim insisted on a bracha is because that without it, as we'll see, kegozel nichse shemayim. But nonetheless, the Prima Gadim suggests that what drives the chiyuv bracha is the kiyum hamitzvah, not the isra of ni'ila. We'll have to see the lashon of Rashi soon in our sugya. And therefore, you can assume that safek is considered to be even lekula, just as in the birchas hamitzvah, so too when it comes to a birchas hanenin as well. Perhaps poshut pshat, right, that it's not necessarily the case, that the maskana sagamara, there is an element of iser involved, of achila b'li bracha, but we'll have to discuss the relationship between the chiyuv bracha and the iser. Perhaps the iser is a function of the chovas habracha, and therefore, if based on klalei hara, we will paskin safek brachos lahakel, that doesn't only affect the chiyuv bracha, but also that there is no iser achila, kodem habracha as well. In fact, if you look at Rabbi Kveger, the very beginning of Siman Reish Tes, Rabbi Kveger, there in that Gilyon HaShas, mentions the iser. Rabbi Kveger stresses that the element of iser is even true if you assume safek is lahakel. The machlokis is not whether there's an element of iser. Of course there's an element of iser in one who is nehene b'li bracha. The question simply is, in terms of klalei hara, should we assume that this is independent? Do we assume that this is a function of the chiyuv bracha? But again, right, this is a fundamental machlokes, the ri and the rif, whether one assumes that a safek in birchas hanenin is considered to be lekula or lechumah. This possibility within the shita sari, that safek is lechumah, as Rabbi Kveger writes, based on the Marsha, because there is an iser, and the reason for the bracha is hafkas ha-iser, the kol hanena ki'ilu ma'am. The Achronim raise several kashas against this possibility. This is found in the Avnei Nezer, in Simen Lamaches, and also in the Netziv, the Merome Sada, on Ardaf, and also in the Mincha Shlomo, in Simen Yudches. That there are several sugyas that seem to indicate that this is not necessarily the case. One sugya is the following, the sugya earlier in Brachos and Abchav Mabeis, regarding the case of Balkerim. There the Gemara tells us that Balkerim mevarech al hamazal ma'acharav, but ve'eino mevarech lefanav. A Balkeri has to bench. Benching is a mitzvah daraisa. However, when it comes to the bracha rishona birchas hanenin, so in such a case, ve'eino mevarech lefanav, that the Balkeri does not do. So I understand if you will argue that there is a kiyum hamitzvah bracha, and a Balkeri cannot articulate divrei Torah, tefillah, bracha, so I understand that he is exempt from doing so. But if you will argue that there is an iser, achila kodem habracha, so I understand the Balkeri cannot recite the bracha, but how is it possible simply to argue that the Balkeri will eat without reciting a bracha? Good, the bracha is only drabana. But if a matir is necessary, how is it possible for the Gemara to tell us that a Balkeri ain't a mevarech lefanav? A similar question regarding the Mishnah of an Onen. The Mishnah tells us in the very beginning of the third paragraph of Brachos that Yizayim Abeis, Misha Mesa Mutu Lefano. You have a person, Rachman Lutzlan, who has lost a Karo. In such a case, he is Potter Min HaMitzvah Sasein. And either because of Osek Mitzvah, Tosus there writes, because of Kavod HaMeis. The Gemara writes the following, Ve'eno Mevarech, Ve'eno Mezamin. And Onen, Eino Mevarech. Rashi writes, what does Eino Mevarech mean? Rashi says, as an example, Birchas HaMotzi. And Onen does not recite a Bracha Rishon. Again, the same issue. That if you argue that it's a mitzvah, I understand. An Osek Mitzvah is Potter Min HaMitzvah. And Onen, it's inappropriate, also says, based on Yerushalmi, Mishum, Kavod HaMeis, that a person, Baninos, should now go ahead and fulfill other mitzvahs. But there's no allowance, there's no dispensation for an Onen to violate Isurim. So if there is an Isur Achila Kodem HaBracha, and a bracha is needed to be mafkia such an Isur, so how is it that the Gemara writes that an Onen is Eino Mavarech? I'll give you an example. If you look in your day, in Ochos Avelos, in Shin Mem Aleph, the Pesachim Tshuva writes the following. What is the purpose of Netilas Yadayim? The Pesachim Tshuva writes, it's a gzeres, an iser, to partake without Netilas Yadayim, Yishum, Srach Truma. And therefore, the Pesachim Tshuva writes that an onein is chayiv in Netilas Yadayim. He wouldn't recite a bracha, but yet if there is an iser achilas hapas, belina tilas yadayim, so even an onen is obligated to do so. So the fact that onen eino mevarech doesn't that indicate that we're not dealing in the realm of isurim, but rather in the realm of a kiyum esei b'kum v'esei, and therefore we can apply the principle, both say b'mitzvah or kavod hameis. If there's an element of iser, what is the allowance for a balkari or an onen to go in to eat b'libra? Similarly, if you look in the Gemara Brachas and Daf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara discusses a case of Poalim. Poalim sha'osin malacha eitzel balabayis. You're working for the balabayis, and therefore the time is not your own. So therefore, the girsa we have in the Gemara is ochlin pitan. They're allowed to go ahead and take time to eat, but ve'ein mevarchin lifoneha. But they don't recite a bracha rishona. Further dispensation, Balkere, Onen, Epoel, Eitzel Balabayis. And again, Rashi explains why is that true, She'ina min HaTorah. The Chiyuv Birchas Onen is not a Din D'Oraisa, so therefore there's certain exceptions, certain exclusions. A Balkere, an Onen, Epoel. But again, the same issue. If you're dealing with an issue, an element of Isser V'Heter, so of course there's no dispensation for a Poel to violate the Isurim. So how then is it possible of ochlin pitan ve'ein mevarchin lefanehu? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, you have a further case that's found in Kufayin Beis, right, in Sif Aleph. What happens if shachach ve'ichnis mashkin letoch piv? A person all of a sudden started to drink, and now the drink is in his mouth, and all of a sudden he realizes that he didn't recite a bracha. So the Mechaber writes that bolon, he can swallow it, ve'enu mavarach aleim bracha rishon. You don't have to recite the bracha. It's already late. Already the mashke is betoch piv. So the Mechaber writes that one is not obligated to go into be pole, to spit it out, but in such a case, okay, under these conditions, it's already betoch piv, bolon ve'enu mavarach aleim. Again, the same issue. If you're dealing with a kiyum mitzvah, so one could envision, under certain circumstances, we'll dispense with the kiyum mitzvah, whether it's a poel, whether it's an onin, whether it's a balkere, right? Or that person, if hichnis mashkin, the toch piv. But if you assume there's an element of iser, so in such a case, what is there to be mafgiyah that iser? Forget about the kiyum mitzvah bracha. If there's an iser, kilo gozel nichshei shamayim. So in such a case, we should argue that a person is obligated to avoid, right, any form of eating b'li bracha, regardless of whether it's an onein, or whether it's a hefsek mamon, or whether it's a case of mashkin betoch piv. A further fasting machlokes, Rambam and Ravid, is the following. If you look in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, Paragala Falofi Yutes, The Rambam discusses a person who is eating machalos asuros. The Rambam writes that kol ochel davar ha'asur, machalos asuros, ben bezagon, ben bishkaga, eino mevarach alav, lo betchila v'lo besof. You can't recite a bracha? How can you recite a bracha? Machalos asuros. And the Rabbi disagrees. The Rabbi writes that there's no kviya suda, there's no kviya zimun. You can't be mezamin on machalos asuros. But of course you have to recite a bracha rishona. After all, at Bar Gemara, Hashem haaretz umlohu, there's an isra which is standing in the way. It's true that the bracha is not going to result in a full matir, right? The food is still asur, machalos asuros. But nonetheless, Meicha Teisi, as the Rambam writes, that machalos asuros should be exempt from bracha rishona. And that's what the Mechaber paskens in Kuf Tzadi Vav. So from all of these cases, it would seem to indicate this. The Netziv, as Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out, Rav Menezer, that there's a key mitzvah for reciting a bracha, but there's certain allowances, certain dispensation, that seem to ignore the fact that there seems to be an absolute issur of kol hanena b'bracha ki'ilu ma'am. When you look in Rashi and Arsugi and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph and Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Rashi also does not seem to emphasize the element of issur. If you look in Rashi and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Rashi Damascus goes in. The Gemara says that kol hanena me'omaza b'bracha kilu goz la'kadosh baruch hu u'kneses Yisrael. You're going ahead and partaking without a bracha, ki'ilu gozel. Gozel what? What is it that you're stealing? So Rashi has a very brief, but somewhat unusual comment. Rashi d'Ramaskol, gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi writes, es birchasa. Es birchasa. What is it that you're stealing? Rashi writes, you're stealing the bracha. Unusual, no? In other words, that there is a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to recite a bracha, and by eating without a bracha, you are stealing the bracha. Goes less brachasa. You're failing to fulfill the chovas habracha. The Marsha and Ardat, from the Hema days, is very bothered by this Rashi. Why does Rashi write that goes less brachasa? The Marsha writes, Umash Shapirish Rashi, Eino Tzarek. You don't have to come on to that. What is it that you're stealing? You're stealing the opportunity to recite the bracha. You're denying Kadosh Baruch Hu your bracha. No, much more than that. The Marsha writes, Ela goz alesa Kadosh Baruch Hu mamish. You're literally stealing. Oso davar sha'achal b'nena emena. Right? You're stealing the fact that you are partaking without a bracha. When our Gemara stresses that your goz HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilamal, it means the chetzanecha, that you're stealing that object by being nehenebli bracha. Rashi does not write that. Rashi writes, kilu gozel es brachasa. That's the kasha that the Marsha raises. In fact, this Marsha fits in very well then, l'shitasei. That Marsha that we saw in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, right, that the Gein HaShas cites, that suffik in birchas hanena should be l'chumra. Because aside from the kiyum ha-mitzvah, like when it comes to kriya samigilin erchanaku, you're dealing with an iser, and therefore it is necessary lahatir lahafkiya as a iser. You understand it very well. The Marsha understands our Gemara. Kipshuto. Now, and that is kilu gozel. Gozel means the chetzanecha. You're stealing the food. Not that you're denying kaviyachal kadosh baruch hu, right, the bracha. When you look at Ardaf and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, it sounds similar from Rashi. The Gemara says the following svaru, no? That one who is nen is obligated to recite a bracha. So Rashi writes here, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph der Maschel el svaru. Rashi writes el svaru de kevon shenene. Rashi writes sarich lahodos lemishe bera'o. That Lashon of Rashi also is very medayik. What exactly is this svara? You're benefiting. You should thank Hashem. Tzarech lahodos. Again, Poshav Shan Rashi as the Avamin of the Gemara. Kol Nishilim Lashem. That the Kiyum Bracha is a Kiyum Hodah, and therefore Svaru, isn't it reasonable that when a person partakes, he should give thanks? Again, Rashi does not write Svaru is that Ki'ilu Mol in terms of Isurim. It's an opportunity of Hodah, but Rashi does not stress, does not acknowledge that element of Isur, Chiyuv Hodah. Rashi does not write that the Bracha is necessary. Lahatir is a iser meilo. Hoshav shat das l'shita. Save the Rashi and Daflam and Hamad Beis. Kilu goes less birchaso. Hoshav shat. The Rosh Hashanah understand our Gemara in a very literal way that the svaru is ki ilu goes el nichse shemayim, and therefore a bracha is necessary to serve as a matir. Perhaps again a further l'shita say. If you look at the Gemara and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara raises the following kasha. The boyim in name of Chista. Mi sha'ocha v'shasav lo berach. A person ate and drank, and all of a sudden now, they realize they did not recite a bracha. Ma'u shiach ser v'yavarech. Can you recite a bracha now? The Gemara says that Amar lehu, so Chista said the following. That mi sha'ocha al shum v'recha nodei. Yachser v'yochol shum acher k'deshe reichon odeh. A person who did one thing wrong, he should continue and do something else wrong. So what exactly is the case in the Gemara? The Gemara says that misha ocha v'shasov v'berek mal shiyachser v'yavarech. What exactly is the case? What's the suffix of the Gemara? So Rashi writes the following. The suffix of the Gemara is a person did not recite the Birchas Hanenin. Kodama achila. Can a person recite the bracha la'achar sha'ocha? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Can you recite the birchas hanen and la'achar ha'achila? That's how Rashi understands. And that's what the Gemara says, no. You're going to recite a bracha now, you're going to make it worse. Number one is you ate without a bracha. Number two, you're going to recite a bracha now, it's a bracha shino tzricha. It's a bracha levatalim. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. The suffix of the Gemara is there a possibility of reciting a bracha la'achar ha'achilu. What's interesting as well is the maskana sa Gemara that you cannot. Why can you not do so? The Gemara says the following. Ah, dichui. The Gemara uses a formal construct to tell you why a bracha cannot be recited. The Gemara says, after all, when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah, isn't it possible sometimes to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah l'achar ha'asiyah? For example, the Gemara says, Tfilah, Tfilah Sager. When does the Ger recite a bracha on Tfilah? Before the Gerus. He's not Jewish. Obviously, he recites a bracha l'achar ha'tfilah. Just as you can recite the Birchas HaMitzvah, sometimes l'achar ha'asiyasa, Hu hadinami, as Rashi understands the Gemara, you can recite the Birchas Hanenin, la'achar shenene. And that's what the Gemara says, no, there was a world difference between them. Here, nira v'nilche, you should have recited the bracha before. No, in the case of the ger, he had no choice, he couldn't recite the bracha before. He recites the bracha afterwards. The way Rashi understands the Gemara, a fascinating issue. The Gemara is questioning whether you can recite the Birchas Hanenen la'achar shenene. And the Gemara thinks perhaps in principle yes, similar to a case of a Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Gemara answers that no, that's different because there was no choice. In the case of Tfilah Sager, that was the takana, that the bracha is la'achar asiyasa. The Gemara seems to equate a Birchas Hanenen with a Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Gemara does not reject this correlation. The Gemara does not say, how can you compare the two? No. The Gemara says, the difference is Tefillah Sager, that was the Takana, in Arayu. He couldn't have done so before, but here, you should have done so earlier. That Gemara Poshav Shah seems to indicate that there's an element of Hodah in a Birchas Hanenin. After all, When it comes to a Birchas Hodah, Hodah can be Lachar Asiyasa. The model of a Birchas Hodah, for example, Birchas Hamazon, is Lachar Asiyasa. So if the purpose of the Birchas Hanenu is, as Rashi writes, Sarek lo hodos, l'mi shibram, that's Lashon of Rashi Gar Gemara. You understand very well that one could envision that you could have a Birchas Hanenin la'achar shenenin. And even if that's not ideal, but b'di'evet, if one did not recite the Birchas Hodah over la'asiyasa, saducha la'achar shenenin. And the Gemarian principle does not say absolutely not. The Gemara invokes the concept of dichui. If you will argue that the sole purpose, for example, of a Birchas Hanenin is lahatir, the kash of the Gemara sounds very unusual. You should recite the Birchas Hanenin la'achar shenenin. How is it that you have a matir la'achar asiyasa? And when the Gemara says, just like Birchas HaMitzvah, the Gemara should have rejected it out of hand. No, the Gemara should answer, when it comes to Birchas Hanen, and the purpose is Lahatir is Eser, that obviously must be Meikara. When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, we'll have to discuss, but intuitively, the purpose of the Birchas HaMitzvah is a Matir. Not necessarily. There's an Eser, a performance of a Mitzvah of Libracha, and it's Matir. Hoshem Shad, one would argue that the purpose of the Birchas HaMitzvah is to frame, right, the Ma'is HaMitzvah, or again, an opportunity of Hodah, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has endowed with Kedushas Yisrael. There I could envision. You can have a Birchas HaMitzvah L'achar Asiyasa, not necessarily when it comes to a Birchas HaNenin. So just again, the Hoshem Shad, right, as Rashi understands the Gemara, the deal of Birchas HaNenin L'achar Shenenin, seems to bear out this point of a Kiyum Hodah. Interestingly, if you look in the Marsha, Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, understands the Gemara differently. The Marsha writes the following, that the Kavona Sarab Chista is Diyachsor V'yavarech Im Lo Gomar Le'echol. That's what the Marsha writes. A person is in the middle of the meal, and he now realizes he did not recite a bracha rishona. Should he now recite the bracha rishona on the balance of the meal? So that's what the Gemara says. Well, of course. That's rechonodei. Mi shachol shum rechonodei. Yasir shum acher. It's bad enough that he didn't recite a bracha on that which he ate. He should continue eating without a bracha. That's how Marsha understood the deal of the Gemara. The deal of the Gemara was not lachar asiyasa. The deal of the Gemara is v'lo gomar lechol. A difficult havamin, according to the Marsha, that somehow one would have assumed that the bracha has to be b'tchila sa'achila, and otherwise that's it, the opportunity is lost. But Lashita say in the following sense, Rashi who maintains the Kiyum Hodah, that's why Rashi writes that Kilu goes less Birchasa, and why Rashi writes Sarach Lahodos Lamisha Baram, and why Rashi envisions you could have a Birchas HaNenin L'achar Asiyasa. The Marsha maintains that Safek Lachumra, because the purpose of the Bracha is Hafkos HaYisr, the Marsha takes our Gemara very literally. Gozel Nifsei Shemaim is not Gozer B'chasa, but Gozel Mashachal. And the Marsha, who is troubled by the possibility of a Matir L'mafreya, how is it possible to recite the bracha L'achar Shachal? And the answer is that no, that we're talking about Imlo Gomer Lechol. One could understand the Gemara Kepshuto, let's say like Rashi, but maintain again that there are two halachos, maybe two very different elements of Birchas Hanenin. That it serves as matir, but there also undeniably is a Kiyum Hodah, and perhaps that's the issue of the Gemara. That even though it's la'achar sha'achal, the bracha is no longer serving as a matir, but nonetheless, at least the kiyum hodah could be expressed lachar shachal, as you find when it comes to a birchas hamitzvah. That perhaps there are two halachos. When it comes to a case of, right, a birchas hanenim, the kiyum hodah, but also serving as matir. And that's why the Gemara envisions that lachar asyasa would not be a full kiyum bracha. The matir would not be chalam afreya, but nonetheless the element of hodah that exists, right, could be expressed lachar asyasa. And for that, the Gemara has to come on to, right, the problem of dihui. And that's the correlation to berchas hanenim and a berchas hamitzvah. Perhaps again, these three makoros and Rashi and the Marsha, right, in terms of the very essence, the very nature of the Birchas Hanenim. This Chiddush that the Marsha comments that the essence of the Bracha Rishona is Hafgas Ha'isin, and therefore one should assume that Safek is Lachumra, this is found explicitly in the Rishon. If you look at the Meiri and Ar Sugya, the Meiri is explicit that the purpose of the Bracha Rishona is to be matir that isur. The Meiri writes in Ardaf and Ramaslu B'chol, after all, sha'asu kimoel behektish, eating without a bracha is comparable to an isur mi'ila, mi'ritsev la'shem ha'aretz lo, and therefore the Meiri writes the name of the Balei Tosfos, im shachach lo berech, o'al afilu safek berech, safek lo berech, even in a case of safek, a person is obligated to recite the bracha. Safek is the chumra, the Meiri writes, like the Shita Sari, based on our Gemara, right, that ki'ilu mal Hashem ha'aretz imlo. And you find the same Kiddush in the Meiri elsewhere, in the Sugyan Bava Kama and Daf Sari Dalet Amar Aleph. There the Gemara quotes the following, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hareisha gazal sach shalchitin. A person steals wheat. The tachana lasha ba'afa behifrishim enachala. And a person goes out and he processes all the wheat. He grinds it, he kneads it, and he bakes challah with it. Kate said mevarech. So what does he do when it comes to the bracha? The Gemara says, ain se mevarech elamanayitz. That's not a bracha. That's considered to be a curse. And regarding that, we can apply the pasuk in Tilun Yud. Person steals something and he's reciting a bracha, right? That's not praising Hashem. That's a voseya berech niyetz Hashem. So the Meiri writes on that da, Sari Alef Medal from Bava Kama, the Ramaschum Me'acher, the Meiri writes the following. What does a person do when it comes to the case of bracha? So the Meiri writes the following. Machar shah shinui kone. Since we assume lahalacha, shinui is kone. So therefore the person stole grain, but it's no longer grain. He ground it, he kneaded it, he baked it, now it's challah. So therefore, reshai la'ochlu ulevarech alecha. A person has the right to go ahead and to, right, eat it and make a bracha. And damim hu chayev lo, because after all, he doesn't give back the challah, right? He just pays for that which he stole. And furthermore, v'chein acher mizamim imzen, you can even have zimun, you can even express hodah on this pas, because one was kona v'shim. But what happens v'chol shelo nishtane? What happens if there is no shinu? You stole it as is, you stole challah, not that you stole grain. And who wrote Zalachlo, and now you desire to go ahead and eat? Afal pishu over Avera, ubrechasa klala v'to'eva v'niyutz, even though this is a terrible thing, and the bracha that you're reciting, that's not an appropriate bracha, that's a klala, right? You're reciting a bracha in that which you attain in an illicit way. But the Meiri writes, eino reshai lehanos v'lo bracha, but you have no choice. Even though this is a far cry from a valid, legitimate bracha, but you have no choice but to recite a bracha, because eino reshai lehenos below bracha. The birchas hanenim, of course you have to recite. even on that which she received the Isser. Umavarachin Hamotzi. Here the Miriam has an interesting Yiddish. Hein Birchas Hamazon. And therefore, you have to recite the Bracha Rishona, and you also have to recite a Bracha Achrona. Very interesting Yiddish. That even the Bracha Achrona is also a function of Ein Rashai Lehenos Below Bracha. Boshub Shat Nargamara. Argamar has been dealing with why is it you recite the Bracha Rishona? What is the purpose of the Bracha Achrona? Here the Miri writes the Bracha Rishona as well as the Bracha Achrona is because Ein L'Rishai Lehanos V'lo Bracha. And therefore that you have to recite. But Ein L'Mavarach Al HaChala, for example, in a Frasha Schala, you certainly would not make a Bracha. If a person would steal an Isa, he doesn't make a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's a Votzeh Berch Neitz Hashem. But the Bracha Al HaChila, the Birchas Hana, in such a case, of course you have to recite a Birchas Hanen. Because Ein Rashai Lehenos V'lo Bracha. So again, the Meiri and Ar Sugya, that a Safek Birchas Hanen is L'chumra because of the Tzad Iser, and the Meiri and Bava Kama, that even if you have that which is secured the Iser, and it's inappropriate to recite a bracha, but say Birch Nitz Hashem. That's when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah. But you cannot go without reciting a Birchas HaNenin, as problematic as that bracha is, Ein Rashai Lehenos V'lo Bracha. So again, that chiddush that you find in Marsha, right, that's what the Mir writes in our daf, right, and also that Mir in Bava Kama, and daf Sani Dalet. This chiddush is also found elsewhere in the Rishonim as well. If you look in the Orchos Chaim, Orchos Chaim in Hilchos Suda, paskins like the Ri, that Safek Birchas HaNenin is L'chumra. Because Ki'ilamam, because of an Isser Achila, Kodem Shehenet. And if you look in the Orchos Chaim in Simen Yud Aleph, of Hilchos Avelos, here the Orchos Chaim writes against Rashi that an Onein Mevarech Lifanav. An Onein must recite the Bracha Rishonah because Asr Lehenos Ma'am Azeb Li Bracha. That's the sheet of Orchos Chaim. Again, the Mishnah in Gemara we saw in Daf Yud Zayin says Onein Einu Mevarech. Onein Einu Mevarech. But the Gemara is not explicit which Bracha we're referring to. What type of Bracha is it? It's not explicit in the Gemara that we're referring to a Birchas HaNenin. Orchos Chaim writes that an Onein recites the Birchas HaNenin. That Lachor is a further Rashi L'shitas. Right, the Rashi that we had, right, Maman Eimer Aleph, Maman Eimer Beis, Daf Nun Aleph, and now the Rashi Daf Yud Zayin. For since Rashi, right, frames the Birchas HaNenin as Hodah, and therefore Kilo goes less Birchasa, and Kilo Nehenech and Kilo Mal means Chayiv Lahodos, and Rashi of the Birchas HaNenin La'achra Asiyasa, Rashi regarding an Omein, it's a Chiyuv Hodah, so an Omein is exempt. But if there is an Iser Gezel, so the Orchos Chaim L'shitase, there's just as Safek is L'chumra, the same thing is true that an Omein is obligated to recite a Bracha as well. This is also what you find in the Kovo. It's a classic chibur, Rishonim, in Hilchos Avelos, where an Onin is obligated to recite a bracha Rishona. An Onin would be exempt from other forms of mitbrachos. But a bracha Rishona one is obligated to recite because otherwise, right, ki'ilu ma'o. Within Rashi Shita is mentioned, and the sheet of the rib, the sheet of Rov Rishonim. Safek Brachos is Lahakil, even when it comes to Birchas HaNenin. So maybe one possibility, as we pointed out, the Mashmas of Rashi, is they very much play down, almost deny that element of Hafkas HaYisr. Gozel means Gozeles Birchasa. That is the Marsha writes that Gozel Ocha Osa HaChaticha. But perhaps it's suggested one can assume differently. That really there are two halachos in Birchas Hanen. That number one, there is a kiyum asay, no doubt, of a form of hodah, that is the role of the bracha, but also the element of the bracha, lahafkiyah ha'isr. If that is the case, so then how is it possible to assume that suffik is the proof? If you assume is the Ri, the Archos Chaim, the Mi'iri, you understand. Suffik is the Chomer. Good, it's a suffik Yisr. But if you assume is Rav Rishonim, as I mentioned, the Rambam, the Chabad, the Ramallah, Halacha, that suffik is the Pula, what about that element of Yisr? One could argue, as you saw in Prima Gadim, that no, there isn't an element of Yisr. Just a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Birchas Hanen. But isn't it possible to assume that there is an element of Isser, but yet, nonetheless, to apply the principle, Safek Drabanan Lekula? And this is related to the following issue. Even on a level of Daraisa, sometimes we have that which is a Lav and an Asay. Something that can have two elements to it. On the one hand, it can be a kiyum asay. On the other hand, there is, right, an iser. And the question, of course, is the following. What is the relationship between the essay and the lav? What is your starting point? Do you begin with the essay? Do you begin with the lav? Or do you view the lav and the essay as that which is absolutely independent? Here on the level of the Rabbanu, assuming that there are two halachos of Birchas Hanen, that on the one hand that there is a kiyum esay, the Rabbanan, chovas habracha, and also hafgas ha'iser of ki'ilu mal, but how do we view them? Independently? Or do we argue, no, that's not true? A single takana, right, the Birchas Hanen, and the question, of course, then is the following. So, which element is a function of the other? Is the iser the function of the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Or do we assume that the Kiyum HaMitzvah, right, is a function of that element of in Isser? This is not only relevant when it comes to, right, cases of Bracha Drabanan, but this is relevant, as mentioned, when it comes to Hagdaros on a level of Daraisa. That one could envision cases where you have a Lav, you have an Essay, and the question is that there's so many differences between Lav and an Essay, which is considered to be Ikar, which is considered to be Tafel. To what extent do we assume that the purpose of the Isser is simply to reinforce the essay? To what extent do we assume, right, that the opposite is true? This should be very relevant when it comes to many different aspects. The Dinim Daraisa, as we'll see, perhaps, right, this will create the structure for a Birchas Hanenin as well. Take a look, if you can, for the next shir, right, aside from going over just in a broader sense, these marmakamos. The Tosus and Kedushin and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Ramas Komake, raises the following issue regarding Shabbos. That Shabbos is a lav and an essay. What is the relationship between the lav and the essay? And this is what the Ran discusses at length, right, in Kedushin Daf Yudalum Abeis, the Ramas Komake. And then take a look at the Ramban there as well, the Chiddush Ramban, the Ramaskil Vaha. Fundamental machlokes, when you have that which expresses two elements, an element which is an essay, an element which is a lav, right, to what extent are they viewed independently, or do we assume that the lav and the essay must go hand in hand? And then in which case, the further question, what then is the koveya? Is everything determined by the essay? Is everything determined by the lav? Could one argue that there's no chiyuv hodah in a b'makom safek or safek on the kula, and if there's no chiyuv bracha, there's no iser of ki'ilumah. Or do you argue that no, these hagdars should be treated independently, a safek bracha, as opposed to a cases of safek iser, when it comes to the cases of birchas hanen? as we'll see, that this will be critical in terms of understanding the very purpose, right, of bracha, right, and also how we'll understand according to the Rosh Hashanah all those sugyas, right, that seem to indicate, as he pointed out, the kasha of the achronim, that isn't it clear from onen or from valkeri or the case of poalim or mishabola that we don't treat bracha as a straight element of isser v'heter, and therefore there's certain allowances that wouldn't apply when it comes to the realm of isser. Okay, so we'll pick up at this point, right, the two halachos regarding brachas. Tomorrow she will be at 11 o'clock, and tomorrow we'll do Parshas HaShavua. They normally do one, yes, it's a Parshas Kisavua.